The Albany Symphony Orchestra opens its 85th anniversary season on Saturday, September 6th. We speak now with a man who has been there for all 85 years. No, that's not true, but...
Oy, my joints ache.
It seems like no it, though, sometimes,
I, no wonder
doesn't
I
it?
Ache. Oh. No, only a quarter of that time, or more than a quarter, quite shockingly.
You're the longest reigning music director at the Albany Symphony.
As far as I know, but I can't remember any of the other ones. I'm so old.
David Alan Miller is the music director for the Albany Symphony Orchestra. He is here to tell us about this incredible season that is coming up that opens on September 6th with a breathtaking performance by Joshua Bell, who will make his return to Albany that night. There will be a gala. And then, of course, there's all kinds of wonderful events throughout the season, which we will talk about this morning. And again, a great pleasure to welcome the Grammy Award-winning David Alan Miller.
Hi, Joe. It's so nice to see you
again. Nice to see you, sir.
I missed you all summer. I was having such a nice, relaxing summer that I didn't come in and see you. And
now, typically, in the summer, when you're not relaxing and missing me, right. You're out like conducting and going to Philadelphia and doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
did you do all that too?
I did a little bit of that. I mainly did vacation. It was really nice. I mean, I worked here a lot because we had a lot of planning to do, and we're deep into the 15-16 season. We've got that almost planned out. You know, we're trying to be 2 years ahead.
Right.
I had a wonderful trip to Alaska, one of those great cruises with the family, part of the family. And then I was up in Canada cycling. And so I had a really nice time. It was a beautiful, relaxing, wonderful summer. And now I'm back in the chair, ready to go, because that concert, as you mentioned, is like 9 days from today or some shocking number.
Well, Sean Stone from Metroland was here. We were just talking, and he said, you know, we're at that point where all the summer stuff is just
winding down.
Yep. And then we have 3 days. We vacate. And then, boom, fall.
Right. I must say, for us, it's a little bit daunting because usually we start in late September.
Right.
But we had this wonderful opportunity to invite Josh Bell, and this was when he could come, and so we took the risk of starting the season much earlier. So as you say, it's created a real great challenge for us, and that's why I'm so happy to be on the air this week, because I know nobody really thinks about the fall schedule until after Labor Day, right?
So the subtext is, let's sell some tickets.
Let's start thinking now, people. Start thinking. We're having a great time. We're selling a lot of subscriptions, but we still have some tickets to Josh Bell, which is surprising, and we want everybody to come here. It's going to be a gorgeous concert, and the coolest thing about it, and the reason it's kind of important to know about it now, is that, you know, for the last few years, we've done this incredibly, I think, generous and exciting thing where if you subscribe to the whole season, 8 concerts, one a month essentially, you get a super great special concert with an artist absolutely free. 1 year we did Yo-Yo Ma, and a few years ago we did Josh Bell, and so on and so forth, Andre Watts. And this year, Josh Bell is the freebie. So if you subscribe...
So you buy a season, we'll throw in a Josh Bell.
If one subscribes before next Saturday, or by next Saturday, one gets Josh Bell absolutely free, and there are all sorts of smaller packets to Josh Bell for 50%, Josh Bell for less. So this is the time for action, people, because after the 6th, after next Saturday, you don't get Josh Bell for free because he's gone.
You're quite the salesman.
Trying hard.
Very, very good.
Well, I don't want anybody to miss it. It's going to be so voluptuous.
You get a little Josh Bell, you get a lot of Josh Bell.
And even if you don't want to buy the season, you want to get Josh Bell. So there's single tickets, there's subscriptions, there's the free deal of buy 8, get Josh Bell for free. You can get 4, you can get 3, you can get a package, all sorts of cool options and wonderful programs of every, you know, for the more traditional listener, we got Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff in October. For the more adventurous listener, we're doing a reimagining of the Mozart Requiem, curated by these 6 young composers of Sleeping Giant, and I think it's February or March. I should know this by now, right?
Mine is in 2015,
March 21st. So we got all sorts of cool stuff of every possible kind. So concerts for everybody.
You know, I have a dear friend who lives up the road from me and has been a friend for a long time, and she and her best friend for the last 5 or 6 years have gone in together. And they bought a package for the symphony. And one of their great delights is to pick a Sunday and, you know, crack open a bottle of wine and pick out what shows they're going to go see, when they're going to go see them, where they're going to go see them. And then they split it. They go down and they have a great time. And I thought, what a lovely thing for friends to do, for families to do, for people to do. It seems like a very nice thing. And She does this with the theater. She does this with the orchestra. And I thought, well, that's just a great way of doing it.
Well, and so many people do make, you know, a really festive event out of it. You know, it's not yeah. only in the summertime at Tanglewood right. and SPAC when you can bring your picnic and all. Now, you know, when we play in Troy, for example, at the music hall, there's such an exciting nightlife going on in Troy at that confectionery down the street.
Yes.
And developing all sorts of new restaurants, and people are hanging out before and hanging out after. And it's just a great social event. And as you know, in this age, as I watch my three beautiful children spending most of their lives looking at their little handheld devices, having an actual authentic experience is such a beautiful thing, a group experience where you're all in a room together experiencing something meaningful and beautiful and spiritual. And it's a very powerful thing. And I think increasingly so, in a way, you know, we haven't seen a diminution of our audience. We've actually seen it growing the last few years, I think, because people are yearning for these kinds of really powerful communal events.
So I will allow you, because of my great love and admiration for you. So there we have like 10 minutes, and there's many, many things to discuss. So we can focus on right now. We can talk about the season as a whole. We can talk about Josh Bell. We can talk about some of the other great things on the program on the 6th. Or any other thing you want to discuss.
How very sweet of you to let me give input. Usually it's like boom, boom, boom.
Choose your own adventure.
You're such an elegant interviewer, Joe, that even when you are dominating the discussion, the interviewee doesn't even know it. You're so artful.
Thank you.
Who was that yesterday? Some famous person who said, yeah, good. Oh, Tony Bennett. He said, Tony Bennett. Good interview. Good interview. Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
You're awesome. So I'd love to talk about the concert specifically first, since that's what's looming right before us, and then maybe talk a little more generally after that.
So that's great. Now, when it comes to the concert, of course, Josh Bell is the draw, and a beautiful violin concerto that he'll be performing that is, as your promotional material says, is one of the most beautiful in the repertoire.
It is, and what's wonderful about it, it's the Bruch concerto. So, you know, most violin aficionados know the Bruch. It's one of the five or six most famous concertos of all times. But Max Bruch himself isn't famous the way Brahms or Tchaikovsky are, and yet this is his absolute signature piece. Great German composer. This was a piece from the 1860s that was the model for Brahms. Joseph Joachim was this great violinist who sort of dominated German and Germanic music, right. Violin playing in the 19th century. Close friend of Brahms, and it was he who premiered this piece, and he was also a good friend of Bruch. And when Brahms heard this piece, he was like, aha, now I know how to write a concerto. Brahms's concerto is longer and more challenging and difficult. Bruch's is more lyrical. That's a gorgeous, maybe 25-minute piece. The first movement flows into the second movement, two of the most lyrical movements. And really, I think violinists love to play this piece because it's just such a gracious, ingratiating kind of music. It's gentle, it's beautiful. Very dramatic third movement, very exciting, but really delicate, elegant, beautiful playing. So it's a favorite of Josh, I think, has recorded it a number of times. All the great violinists have recorded it. And it's I was actually on YouTube last night just checking out a performance of his, just to sort of make sure that I understand his tempi and things like that. And I was struck again, I've done it a great number of times, but at how lyrical and beautiful it is. And so I was particularly happy because on the program also, there's not a world premiere, it's a new piece by a young American composer named Clint Needham, but then there's also the Elgar Enigma Variations. And again, this is one of the towering works of the Romantic period, certainly the defining piece in all of 19th century English music. Elgar wrote this piece in 1899. It really was kind of this breakthrough piece that kind of brought the focus of international concert music back to England, and Elgar was proclaimed sort of the heir to Brahms and all that. And the Enigma Variations is, of course, this wonderful set of variations where each variation is a picture, a musical picture of one of Elgar's friends, and some of them are or family members. Some of them are very funny and very witty, and just there's one variation where he actually depicts a friend who has a dog, and the dog jumps into the river and paddles and barks and jumps out. It's ingenious, and it's the most sort of intimate, beautiful music. So to have the Bruch and the Elgar next to each other is just a real treat for me and for the orchestra to be able to play such gorgeous, gorgeous music.
Now tell us a little bit about Clint Needham, because a young man that you're sort of grooming, if you will.
He is. He's one of the young composers, and there's a group of them that I've sort of identified as you know, young people who I think are the next wave of really exciting concert composers. Clint, I had encountered him briefly a few years ago, and then 3 years ago, we do every year a set of readings of young composers who are still in conservatory or graduate school, right, or just finishing, and we run through their pieces and make a recording for them so they can hear their own development. And in this batch of 70 or 80 pieces that I was trying to decide which three to read was a piece by Clint Needham, and it was so impressive that I said, this piece is too good to read. We have to program it. So we put it on the Yo-Yo Ma concert 2 years ago, and it opened the Yo-Yo Ma concert, and it was a sensation. It was just fantastic. People loved it. It was very lively and energetic and exciting and kind of jazz rock-based, but in a very symphonic way. Yeah. And so this year, I've asked Clint to be what's called our composer educator, which means he's coming in, doing a residency with a group of middle school students at Hackett Middle School, teaching them how to write songs, and they're going to write their own songs. And he's also going to have two pieces performed, one commission at the end of the season and this work at the beginning of the season. Again, it's called The Body Electric. It's inspired, obviously, by Whitman, and it is a very electrifying, life-affirming kind of music that I think is just unbelievably gettable and appealing. So that's a 9-minute piece, and then the Elgar, and then the Dachsbel Bruch. So a gorgeous, gorgeous program.
I get weepy when I hear arts organizations talk about how they work with schools. I just think this is the greatest thing in the world. I mean, you bring these incredible people in, and not only are they trying to get their feet on the ground and make a living, but you're also working with the schools and the kids, and I mean, that's just a great, great thing. And to me, without going too much on a soapbox, it just seems that when you lose an arts institution, okay, you lose an orchestra, but you also lose all of that as well.
And we're particularly proud of this project, which we call Songwriter Idol, yeah, or Literacy Through Songwriting, because it's really a literacy program. We're taking kids who have literacy challenges and helping them learn to read and write through writing lyrics to songs. And then the composer comes in and helps them create their own songs, hip-hop, whatever it may be, whatever style they're interested in. And we've had great, great success with this program. It's the fourth year we've done it at Hackett, and it's just been a great, great experience for the kids and for the composers and for the community.
We should be very proud of that.
We're very proud and excited about it, and we're excited to be putting art in these young people's hands.
So that's a wonderful concert that you have on tap for the 6th of September. And then that is just the first concert. And then when will you be knocking on our door again?
Well, in October. It's actually, in a way, it's almost like the preview concert, because it's not technically part of the subscription series. It's this fabulous giveaway
concert.
Right,
it's the extra.
It's the extra.
The bonus.
But there are tickets available to anyone who wants to come hear Dachsbel or hear the Elgar or hear Clint Needham.
And you're going to be at the Palace,
It's at the
course,
Palace,
yes.
7 p.m., a little bit of an earlier start time, just because we're having this kind of event afterwards. But the event is, I'm happy to say, completely sold out. So
the after event.
The concert is not yet sold out. We'd love people to come. It's made possible by this great, generous board member and friend of ours, Heinrich Medicus, who is a great fan of Dachsbel's and really underwrote the whole concert. So we thank Dr. Medicus for that. But then, things start up again in October, the 18th, that weekend. We've got Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, and a new work by Andrew Norman. In November, for you classicists, it's a Mendelssohn, Beethoven, Golijov program. And then things go a little crazier in December. We've got a new Michael Torkey premiere. In January, we have the Mendelssohn Scottish Symphony and a great percussion concerto by Julie Wolfe for the unbelievably charismatic percussionist Colin Curry, who actually takes his shirt off. I don't know if that's legal to say on the radio, and plays body percussion on his body. So that's for all of you, people who like unbelievably handsome percussionists. Well, we'll talk about that when we get to January.
All right.
And then, Brahms in February and the Mozart Requiem in March, and Time for Three, that amazing Roots trio, is coming. And we're doing an American Roots program, the New World Symphony, Billy the Kid, and a great piece by Jennifer Higdon. And then the American Music Festival, our big event in May, is basically inspired by, and the central focus is, a piece by Derek Brummell for jazz orchestra and orchestra. Juilliard Jazz Orchestra is coming, and we're doing migration series and doing a whole Migration Ancestry Heritage Festival. So lots of excitement, great concerts. You can find out all of it on the website. And we hope you'll decide to come to all 8 and get Dachsbel for free. But even if you only come to 4 or 3 or 2 or 1 or individuals, we'd love to have you. We want to have you next weekend, obviously.
So obviously, when you look at your calendar of August, there's only a few blocks left of days. But when you flip that calendar, you're in September and we're in the fall months, and it's time to think of the orchestra and their season and a little bit earlier than normal. personal, but a wonderful way to start off with Josh Bell. It all begins on September 6th at 7 o'clock at the Palace Theater. And again, you have right up until then to figure out and how to get a package deal and some wonderful ways to support the orchestra throughout the year, and obviously to be greatly entertained and rewarded musically.
And I should just also mention that we've got a great three-concert family series, The Magic of Christmas, all sorts of other events all on the website. We'd love to have you with us, especially Saturday night with Josh Bell.
That website is albanysymphony.com, albanysymphony.com, and you can find out more information about the 85th anniversary season of the Albany Symphony Orchestra. David Allen Miller is the ASO Music Director. It is always a pleasure, my friend.
It's great to be
with
you, Joe.
Be well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.